I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's part of the ritual of big sporting events. In the run-up, there's always a bit of worry about whether all the venues will be ready in time. In Brazil, though, that worry is more like an anxiety attack right now. The country is seriously behind in its preparations for the World Cup soccer tournament, which kicks off in June. Organizing body FIFA wanted all of the tournament's 12 stadiums ready last month, but half of the venues missed the deadline. We have two soccer experts here to discuss all of this. First, Tim Vickery joins me from Rio de Janeiro, where he covers Brazilian soccer for the BBC and other outlets. Tim, how likely is it that some of these World Cup stadiums won't be ready in time, or is this just part of the usual pre-sports jitters?
Well, it's getting hairy, and the deadline that has been imposed on the city of Curitiba is the 18th of February, and that deadline is non-negotiable. I'll tell you why. It's because starting on that date, FIFA has a seminar of all the World Cup coaches, the delegations, where they will be discussing logistics. And national teams will have to know on that date whether they're going to be playing in Curitiba or not. I'm sure you've all heard of Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond.
Yeah, sure.
He had an older brother, Peter Fleming, who was a kind of derring-do adventurer. That in the 30s, he wrote a very fine book on Brazil, and he made an excellent observation there. He said that a man in a hurry in Brazil will always be unhappy. And you look at the face of Jerome Valca, FIFA General Secretary at the moment, and you look at the stress on his face, and you realize that Peter Fleming's comment is as true now as it was when he made it some 80 years ago.
What do you think are some of the worst-case scenarios if they don't get their act together along with Brazil?
Well, and Curitiba is the worst-case scenario, which, ironically, it's the cheapest of the 12 stadiums. The complicating factor here is that this is one of the very few stadiums which is privately owned. It's owned by a club. And the club are reluctant to spend money upgrading a stadium where they're fully aware that having a modern stadium is not going to be a boon to them. It's going to be a hindrance because it has maintenance costs.
Mm.
I would think that there's probably so much at stake that money will be made available from the public coffers. So more to protest about for the people come June and July, just as they did last June and July during the Confederations Cup.
Tim, stick with us for a moment, please. I want to bring in the world's William Troop, our resident soccer expert. William, you not only cover soccer, you're a fan, and you're going to Brazil for the World Cup this summer. How's all this making you feel?
Well, at the moment, I have to say I'm feeling a little lucky because my plan is to go to two cities, Recife and Salvador in the north, where the stadiums have been ready for some time, thank goodness. But more generally, as a fan, I'm feeling a little outrage because I'm imagining, you know, what if I had chosen Curitiba? And, you know, right now I had already invested, like thousands of fans are doing, a lot of money in non-refundable air tickets and hotel reservations in an event that now I would be hearing from organizers may not be held in Curitiba at all.
And even with the venues you're going to, it sounds like you're not too worried.
Well, I'm not worried about the venues per se, but I also need to say, I think, that I'm a little worried about some of the other things that I'm reading about Brazil, things like airports and airlines inside Brazil not being quite up to the task of flying thousands of fans into and around Brazil for the tournament. I'm also worried about the road to the stadium in Recife, where I am planning to go, not being ready yet. And I'm also a little worried about security, even though I hear that Brazilian authorities are pulling out all the stops for massive security during the tournament. I hear reporters like Tim just said, saying that there will be more protests during the World Cup, like the ones we saw last year. So I'm a little jittery about that for sure.
Well, let me kick it back to Tim Vickery in Rio. Tim, what about that infrastructure issue? I mean, because for millions of Brazilians who won't have tickets and won't be at matches, I mean, this is kind of their big benefit. How do Brazilians feel about the infrastructure not being ready?
Very angry. Hence the fact you saw so many people out on the streets in June and July. And the fact that the stadiums are proving to be very impressive, the people are seeing this and they're saying, well, now, if the Brazilian state is capable of building these stadiums, albeit late, albeit over budget, why isn't the Brazilian state capable of delivering FIFA standard health, FIFA standard education, FIFA standard public transport? If you're behind the clock, the area where you can cut back on World Cup spending is urban mobility, and that's what they have done. An area where they can't really cut back is airport infrastructure, because in a country the size of a continent, you must have good airport infrastructure to get people around. Unfortunately, they've been very slow with this as well, and Williams' concerns on this are justified. It's always been seen as the Achilles heel of the 2014 project. Now, some other of these concerns that William mentioned are thoroughly justified. I was in both the cities that he's visiting during the Confederations Cup. I was in both Salvador and Recife. Salvador has a magnificent new stadium, but there are security issues. And I was mugged at gunpoint in Salvador at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is a situation which I fear will repeat itself during the World Cup. I was not in the ring of the five-star hotels. I'm paying for it out of my own pocket. So I'm further down the beach in the three-star hotels. With Recife, and William mentioned the access road, and it's a rather strange project. It's absolutely, the stadium is in the middle of nowhere. So people are reliant on the underground station, which is some 2 miles away, 3 miles away perhaps, and a fleet of buses to then take people from the stadium. Now, when the stadium's full, as I'm sure it will be for the World Cup, they just couldn't do that during the Confederations Cup. They didn't have the capacity, just weren't enough buses. And people were taking hours and hours and hours to get out of the stadium and back to the subway station.
Tim, it's William here. I got to say, all of that does not making me feel very good about my trip. What would you suggest for someone like me who's coming down to Brazil? How can I prepare for all that?
Well, I really wouldn't like to put anyone off. There are going to be problems. There will be stories to tell your grandchildren. But so the biggest piece of advice I would give for the street mugging, try and, I know it's impossible to do fully, but try and mentally prepare yourself for no panic, no sudden movements, hand it over. And you've made sure that your passport and your credit cards and so on are in your hotel safe. So what you're handing over, if needs be, you can afford to lose and move on with your life.
Wow. William thought we were just going to talk about shoddy stadiums here.
Oh, that's good advice. Thank you, Tim. Mm-hmm.
Tim Vickery in Rio de Janeiro and the world's William Troop here in Boston. Thanks so much, both of you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Marco.